This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Happy Friday. What's going on, everyone? Welcome into the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer here with you. No Zach Jones for the show today, but I've got Joe Kelly staring right across from me.
Yes.
Zach Jones will be on later today. He'll be joining us at noon, actually, oddly enough. But it's Happy Friday. Great way to get the weekend started. Listen back to the 9:45 segment. That was chaos that I apparently needed in my life.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think both are deplorable in their own way. Both of those national anthems that we listened back to. Especially like the Orioles one, the first one we played, that's all auto-tune. That was Daft Punk-ish, right? That's kind of the conclusion we all came to.
But at least it was his bit.
It's a bit.
It's his thing. Right. Like, it's his thing. He's good at it. Let him do that thing.
Then we listened back to the MLB All-Star Game one.
I never heard that, actually.
That one, I remember seeing live.
In tears just
now. I remember seeing that live, and it was absolutely atrocious. I don't know how that slipped out of my mind, but that one really affects Fergie's legacy, not the other one.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Fergie still laps the auto-tuned one.
Mm-hmm.
That All-Star Game one laps Fergie.
Yep. And this one's fine, I guess. It's still, I don't like the EDM national anthem.
No.
Like, I'm not a big fan of it, I can understand.
But
I can understand it. It's purpose for a majority of people.
It's not an all-time bad. That's definitely different.
Yeah, it's like, this is weird. We'll deal with it and go from there.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
But, oh my God, the chaos that ensued from that was fantastic.
Last night, upon seeing it, I ended up tweeting
out. You and Josh were like fuming about it.
I said, what in the absolute fiasco even is this? How does this affect Fergie's legacy at 7:51 p.m. last night? It's because reactionary. I just saw it. It was just weird. But I get it. I understand it now. I understand its existence. Am I the biggest fan of it? No, I'm not. And
you're still not going to want to enjoy it or partake in it.
I like a traditional national anthem of someone actually singing. But I understand its existence. That's where I've arrived at.
But, oh, man, I never heard that All-Star Game one. I was in tears.
No, that one's bad. That one's legitimately, I don't know what happened.
You and I are sitting in the production studio with Josh Schmidt there, and we were just, I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I could not handle that one. That was too good.
Then in the break, we're talking about things of like, is cereal soup? We lost the plot today.
It's a Friday.
We've definitely lost the plot today, and I love it. And honestly, it's a Friday well before training camp starts at this point. The Sabres aren't really doing anything, because that's kind of their bit.
Talk about dying by the sword.
And then sometimes you just got to have a little nonsense in your Friday talk, and that's perfectly fine. And that led me to rewinding into our conversation yesterday. You and I talked off the air of what the heck are we going to do today? What do we feel like talking about? What are we going to do around here? And you went ahead and came up with a fantastic idea. We've already got interaction with it. And the show tweet is as such. Sports movies.
Yep. What's your favorite? Non-sports movies that should count. Any TV shows to include, especially Hard Knocks coming up, right? For the Bills.
Yes.
That counts as a sports TV program, right? You would hope it's not ranking up there in the top, because if it's ranking in the top, you know what that means. There was some excitement to it. There was something surrounding it, something controversial within.
Sometimes you like the general intrigue, though, of these sorts of things.
I presume it's going to be a boring show because
because the Bills are good.
They're good. There's not a lot of controversy within the team. Like, Diggs was the only thing. And now he's doing that on another team. This group, you don't hear about anything going on inside. And, you know, this might shed light on things. But who knows? I'm not seeing that as what's
going to happen. The team does ultimately have the chance to have some say on the message. But yes, 803-0550 is the number to call. Sports movies, sports TV shows.
Your
Let's
favorites.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Get into it. And just to do my portion of homework on that, yesterday I rewatched season 3 of Shoresy.
Oh, okay. That's a good sports show.
It's a great sports show in the sense of there's plenty of nonsense and non-sports to it, but there is something to, especially season 3, where it's Shoresy's getting older, and I don't want to spoil anything. But
I haven't seen it yet. I do plan on watching it. So,
but yes, like it starts to get into a certain theme of like limitations. And that was really, that's something that really is every rec athlete has to face at some point.
Yeah.
As, you know, just a couple weeks ago, I was in a shoulder sling.
Right.
So it's a little relatable.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of a once a year thing that pops up every so often, right?
Right.
We do kind of just talk about this. Zach Jones and I did last year. And there are some interesting angles to look at here. There are some that contain sports that you wouldn't necessarily categorize as a sports movie. There are some that are sports related that you're kind of like, that's kind of deals with other tones. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
almost like the Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yes, similar to that.
It happens during Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
It's
right?
Like saying Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie. Yeah. Yes, it takes place on December 25th, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's the background
setting of
the film.
If the criteria works with one movie and it doesn't work with another movie, it's bad criteria then.
Yep. But, like, we can get in. A tweet yesterday from Enzo. Does Surf's Up count? The animated movie about penguins surfing. It's got to count. They're competing, right? Like, this is what I want to get into.
Is it about surfing and, like competitions and things like that? Okay. So there's
surf. Like, take, you know, it's not Happy Feet. It's not that penguin movie. It's a different one.
But it's not Johnny Tsunami either.
No. So
that's
like,
right. There's a Johnny Tsunami plug here today.
Stephen A. Smith goes into talking cars and Lightning McQueen's legacy. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's interesting. Just to read a couple of the tweets, not all of them. Alex Brasky yesterday tweets in.
Friend of the program tweets in
A Beautiful Mind. That is a classic. That's what everybody... Like, that's one everybody would throw at you. The Natural, another one of those everybody would throw at you, right? That one, especially around here, filmed in Buffalo, right? It's got a hometown tie to it. The Bisons are actually wearing jerseys that are similar to the movie-worn jerseys. They have the little lightning bolt on the side and everything. And it's got Bisons in the font. So I think it's just, it's interesting at this point to speak on because everybody's got theirs, right?
Right.
Rocky, any of those. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. What Rocky movie do you think best symbolizes the franchise? And by the end of this show, I kind of want to assemble a Mount Rushmore of sports movies. Like, everybody's general opinion on what we're looking at.
Not everybody's. Yours.
No, yeah. But it, everybody calling in might get me on a different level. Like, try and sell me on a movie. Because, like last year, and Derek, I know we've talked about it, there are some we probably have not seen. And if you have, and think
you
might...
I have some egregious answers to that.
Okay.
Especially one of which was tweeted in by Alex.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen A Beautiful Mind.
Hmm. That's one you have to see. That is a timeless classic.
Yep. That one's I'm guilty on that front.
What are some other mainstream ones that you haven't seen?
Don't do this to me right away. We've got 2 hours. You can't chain all the rocks on to me and then drop me in the lake like this. Not this quickly.
Well, we'll save that for a little bit then.
Make me tread some water first.
Well,
before you sink me.
Yeah, Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You have to watch that one. Just to get into the tweets right away, a couple more. I mean, Surf's Up, I think that counts. Have you seen Surf's Up? No. You were asking questions like you hadn't.
Yes.
Have you seen Major League?
Yes.
Okay. The first one from Jeremy, he tweets in. Not Jeremy White.
So I do like the second one. The first one's obviously better. You can't compete with it. The second one tries to, but I feel like sometimes it's a weird premise for the team to be bad again when they show that they're capable of being good, and it's mostly the same guys. It's like, oh, but we're bad again now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, the angle was ego and everything like that, but does have a little bit of a real-life tie to it. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
They got good. Ego inflated a bit of them, and some roster mismanagement helped the rest of the way. But there's a massive drop-off from a team that was seen as good, and then they were just all of a sudden bad. But it's still not done to the degree as Major League 2 does it. But one is timeless. It's got its hijinks. It is a Lake Erie suffering sports fan brethren.
Yep.
With Cleveland. But I don't hate on Major League 2. I think it's good in a different way. And then it also does that thing like a lot of movies seem to lean back on, which is, hey, remember what we did with the first movie? Let's do some of that again.
Mm-hmm. They try and bring it back and nostalgia-ish.
You try to do literally the same thing. Mm-hmm. Ready? Happy Gilmore 2 is a thing all of a sudden.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am excited for that.
I'm not.
I am very
mostly
much looking
forward to it. Mostly because the trailer is like, hey, remember all these things that we did in the first movie? Then just let me watch the first movie.
Yeah, but I get it. Trying to bring in a new generation of audience. I understand it. And it's also Adam Sandler, so...
But a new generation of audience does not understand what Adam Sandler did with movies.
I think they do if they watch them.
Then just watch those.
I'm a fan of the original Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
And I will watch the second one happily. Get it? Now, there is one series that's kind of flipped everything. And Josh, if you don't mind, I kind of want your opinion on this because I know you're a big, big fan.
Hmm.
Ted Lasso has like flipped the script on soccer for a lot of Americans.
Yes.
That is true, actually.
Like, it's opened everyone's eyes to what soccer really is.
Yes.
And also just kind of like the romanticizing of it, if you will. Like, you know, the emotions behind it and all that stuff. Like, I love that show. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. They're coming out with season 4.
We're going to see how that goes.
Not super excited about that because usually when shows do this, it kind of fizzles out a little bit.
See, right. Happy Gilmore 2, why I'm scared.
That's a movie, though. That's different.
Happy Gilmore 2, the way the trailers have looked so far, I think it's going to be good.
I saw way too many callbacks in that.
Yeah, but at the same time, all the new pro golfers in there. You have all of them who grew up watching Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be interesting.
It's not going to be better than the original by any means, but I think it's still going to be better than what people are expecting.
Yeah.
But like with the Ted Lasso thing, I was scared of like, is he going to have to come back to revive Richmond? because that
there's a women's team reportedly involved.
But yeah, no, that's the new center, apparently.
I'm more okay with that because I don't want that season, for example, to undermine what Roy Kent's character development is and it becomes, because he's the new head man at the team when, spoilers, it's been out long enough.
I think it undermines the title character's character development, though. Going home with his family. Why is he going back? That makes no sense.
Well, we don't know if he's going back yet.
Is he going to Zoom coach?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, like, right. We have to assume if he's in the next season, he's going back to coach.
Ready? Every show, every movie, there's the inciting incident. We have to find out what that is. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's years down the road. Who knows?
Exactly. But maybe it takes place in active time of how many years had passed.
I think around that show, especially around here, there is a, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, there is a tie to a hometown team that ended up getting good after a long time of being the bottom of the barrel. How they stepped up, and I know their story is a little different, the relegation, all of that, right?
Right.
But they were the, not laughingstock, but you get what I'm saying. They were the laughingstock of the Premier League for a while.
Yes.
It's almost like the Bills were the laughingstock of the NFL for a while.
That's the crux of the story, is that they are a laughingstock of a team that,
yes,
they were at one point middling.
They finally get the right guys in there to break the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go all the way. They don't make it to...
Spoilers.
But yeah. But they don't make it all the way. That, what does that remind you of? Around here, at least. Not the hockey team, the football team.
I mean...
Could be the hockey team.
Eventually.
Eventually, yes. Maybe. They tried the reverse Ted Lasso, bringing a soccer coach in to coach the hockey team.
Why you gotta do that?
But it reminds you of the Buffalo Bills a little bit.
Why you gotta do that to me? Why'd you have to do that to me this morning? I'm having a good day.
Just saying. We're talking about Ted Lasso. The Sabres tried the reverse.
I get a Ralph Kruger reference. I was having a good day.
But it's just intriguing to look at all these different shows, movies, and kind of see how they tie into our hometown teams, to people's lives. Like, it's the one connecting factor, I think, in all of sports fans and non-sports fans. It's something that us, who do this job, can sit here and talk about with somebody who hasn't watched a Bills game, can sit there and talk to them about the Rocky movies and actually connect with them on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying anybody here hasn't watched a Bills game, but there might be some people who, like, enjoy a sports movie but haven't watched live sports. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though? I'm definitely... There's a sports movie, or I guess it's loosely defined, like, sports is in it. I need... Because this question... And we're going to be bouncing around on this a decent amount today, too.
It's just... It's a grab bag Friday.
But... Is the Bills themed Hallmark movie?
Is that a sports movie?
A sports
movie. That's where movie. I wanted to get.
It is.
Is it?
It is.
It's holiday a sports touchdown? Based
movie.
But then we have to look at, okay, I got a lot of flack for this. Are the High School Musical movies sports movies? Then we have to ask if that's an actual conversation we have to have.
Okay, how about this? A sports themed movie.
That is sports themed. High School Musical is sports themed.
Right, but sports themed and sports based, I think I used the wrong term. It should not be sports based. The Bills Christmas movie should be considered sports themed. Sports based means it is based on something that happened in the sport. Miracle is a sports-based movie.
Yes, based on true events.
Right.
Yes.
Or a fictitious movie based on true events. Like, Miracle is a, not one for one, obviously, but it's a direct, like, story of
sports here's are being the start, actively here's the played in it.
Right. But there's other movies where it's like based on the sports story or whatever.
That, like, for like, example, like Major League, it's a sports-based movie. Like,
right.
The Benchwarmers.
Played.
Yes. So what, Benchwarmers?
No. Yeah.
That kind of blurs the line a little
does
bit.
Does it?
Yeah. It does.
The whole premise is playing Little League Baseball.
Sure. But there's but that's not, when you get into the sports theme.
I am 12.
Yeah.
Carlos.
The High School Musical movies, to me, are sports-themed. They are not directly sports-based.
So they're like... Holiday Touchdown. They'd be in the same category as Holiday Touchdown.
And same as the Chiefs one from last year. It's the same thing. It's the story revolves around a sport. It doesn't revolve around a story in the sport.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you for reminding me that that exists.
I had to watch it. So, yes, I will never, ever forget that that movie exists.
What movie?
Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. I lost a bet last year with Jeremy and Joe.
Wait, it's the same title?
It is. It's like a recurring series. They just changed the team.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, it's the same story. It's the well, not the same story. It's the same title. The story, I'm sure, will be a little different, but...
what if it's plot for plot?
Copy and paste,
but with the Bills players. That's what it is. But That'd be awful. That's actually a huge point there.
That would be awful.
The deciding factor of what specifically sports-themed and sports-based. That's a great way to look at it.
Yes.
And Holiday Touchdown, that's where I wanted to get to at some point, because what are we calling that? You know, like
I don't know what to call it. That's why
a sports-themed movie, though, has a nice ring to it.
Sports-themed movie, I think,
that's a great category. So maybe today we can look at movies outside the scope and kind of sports-theme them. Like, we can actually do a breakdown here, you know?
What's an outside shot that we can include into this?
Yes.
When I search sports-themed movies into Google, I get movies like Jerry Maguire, which... Not technically a sports movie, but it's themed around sports.
One of the best ones, by the way.
Yes.
Show Me the Money.
I get The Blind Side.
That's a good movie,
too. Themed around
the
story of Michael Orr.
The not-so-truthful story now? Yeah, we found out. There's some discrepancies in there.
That's up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
Also in here. So yeah, there's a line there for sure.
There's a line in the sand. There's a line to be crossed, a line to be blurred.
This just got really interesting.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah. Cause like even just looking at I'm trying to have a pull here, but I don't know if I do.
Is Holiday Touchdown a sports
that
movie?
That might have to be the tweet.
I don't know if it's a poll, but like you at least just decide on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's some interesting aspects to this that
I've got a list that we could go through throughout the show of just a few.
Yes, and as we try to answer that question,
mm-hmm.
we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Curtis in Niagara Falls, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Not too bad. About you?
All right. I was telling the screener, Hardball with Keanu Reeves, which is a movie I can no longer watch anymore. And another one that's in that category is Million Dollar Baby with Hilary Swank.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that. Million Dollar Baby.
Two movies I can't watch anymore.
Oh.
No longer watch. Yes, yes. They just get to me.
Okay. All right. I was gonna
have you ever seen Hardball?
I've not. I'm probably the biggest offender when it comes to sports movies that haven't been watched. I'm kind of the person that at parties would be like, "You work in sports radio. How have you never seen this movie?" I'm gonna get that a lot here today.
Well, the surf one I've never seen. I've never seen that one. But watch Hardball. Watch it once, maybe twice. I don't know if you can do it. I can't watch the movie anymore. I just can't watch the movie anymore.
Hey man, sometimes
it's a good movie.
Sports movies are some of the most moving.
Appreciate the call, by the way.
Yes, thank
you, Curtis. Thank you.
So they're some of the most moving films in a lot of ways. They will move you.
Have either of you seen Hardball?
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
If you watch it all the way through, you'll know why Curtis is. It's got a sad part in it. And,
okay.
You know, it'll get to you a little bit. But it's a great movie. And there's some of the best music as well. We used to, for my baseball team, we used to have the part of the soundtrack in our warm-up every season, which was, you know, it's just catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Super good.
Yeah. This is going to be fun today. I have a good feeling about this because, I mean, even the one he mentioned, Million Dollar Baby, that's Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman. Like, these casts are stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that has some hard-hitting moments as well. There's a lot we could pull from here, and I don't want to do it all in the first segment. That's kind of where I'm at right now. But I do kind of want to go into, I mean, Curtis even mentioned it, the surf movie. Yes, it is an animated movie. That's sports themed.
You want to take the line and make it very confusing for people.
Maybe.
You're what I would like to call a saboteur. Because you did this with this topic previously with High School Musical, and you mentioned it again here today.
But we got to the bottom of it. It's a sports-themed film.
Yes. I'm saying you definitely want to take the line and mess with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a straight line in the sand. You want to make it all curvy and bendy.
I want to squiggle it.
You want to squiggle the line.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple, though, that are more hard. Have you seen? I got to ask if you've seen this movie, 42?
Yes.
Okay, you have seen that one.
Yes.
One of my top movies of all time, actually, by the way. I just have to say. That one is more based around the story of Jackie Robinson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? The sports are kind of the backdrop of that film. Is that sports? It's sports based, though, because it's based on a true story.
It's based on his story.
Right.
I would say that that is a purely, like, that is a pure sports movie.
Mm-hmm. The sports are the backdrop, but they're not.
The sports are the backdrop, but
it's an active element in the film.
Right. They come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an active element. It is also the backdrop at the same time. The theme is different, but it all is also based on the story of a player within sports. So that is probably as pure as it gets when it comes to a sports film.
And we have some new entries.
Its themes are powerful, but it still is, at the end of the day, a sports movie. That one is like, we can't question what tier that's in.
No. Is it? No.
That's pure.
That's pure sports movie. Listen, before we go to the break here, I do have one to kind of squiggle the line. Dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
All right, this is a great time to go to break, mostly because the clock dictates it, also because you wanted to go ahead and toss another grenade into this conversation.
Just think about that in the commercial break. We'll have more.
Is Dodgeball a sports movie? Plenty more on the Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, Josh Schmidt chiming along here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Celebrate 716 Day with Jeremy White at the BFLO Store's flagship location in the Transitown Plaza in Williamsville on Wednesday, July 16th, 716, from 4 to 6 p.m. Spend $77.16 in store or online, and you score a free Go Bills cap while supplies last. You'd be able to meet Bills and Bandits players, catch live music, exclusive getaways, and shop the brand new Tailgate Collection. Don't miss it. Full details online at BFLOshop.com, the BFLO store, the official retailer of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer here with you talking about sports movies. Yes, it is a Friday. Yes, it is July 11th. And that's what we're doing. And it's kind of, we're figuring out here.
We're trying to find answers on what type of sports movies are sports movies.
Yes. And also, feel free to call in with your favorite sports movies, or if you want to chime in just on our conversation of what really constitutes a sports movie at 803-0550. It's pretty versatile, as we've discovered just chatting here today.
Again, you are trying to take that line and kick it and like mess it up. And I
love Seabiscuit, man. Seabiscuit could be, that's a sports movie.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to do it. Because, what'd you say?
If Seabiscuit is a sports movie, is Racing Stripes a sports movie?
I was actually going to say that. It was one of my favorite movies as a
kid. Is Spider-Man a sports movie? There's wrestling in it.
No.
No. No, that's totally different.
You're going nowhere.
3 minutes of playtime. Racing Stripes, I would say, is, yes. The zebra that gets into horse racing. Have you ever seen that? And his friends are the flies. Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic if I've ever heard one.
I don't know what's going to happen first. The exasperated sigh, or...
I need you guys to guess who, like, this movie has a pretty decent cast.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Muniz, who is now also a NASCAR driver, by the way.
He is.
Wait, what?
Yep. Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah.
He is. And he's coming back for Malcolm him. In the Middle, the reboot.
Why do we reboot everything?
The flies include Steve Harvey, Snoop Dogg, and David Spade.
Whoa. That's why they were so...
That is a star-studded cast right there.
Racing Stripes, baby. Yes.
That's... All right. Anyway, 803-0550 is the number to call. Favorite sports movies or whatever nonsense that Joe's trying to force upon us at this point. We'll go to Jeff in Angola. Jeff, how you doing today? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Good. How you guys doing?
Joe's trying to confuse me, but I'm going.
I was going to talk about the Express with a story about Ernie Davis.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, I've not seen that. Go ahead. Shoot.
It's a really good one. I mean, he went to school during a time with the adversity in this country of the racist problems, and he was a great running back. Went there after Jim Brown, fought adversity, but he ended up passing away at the age of 21 with leukemia. So he never got to play in the NFL.
That's actually a really good one to bring up, though, because of the fact that it's based on that type of a story. That one's pretty easy of, like, Heisman Trophy winner, great player, and again, like you said, tragically unable to do something about it in the pros. But oddly enough, thank you for the call, Jeff. It's also the film debut of Chadwick Boseman.
It is, who would go on to play Jackie Robinson.
Who would go on to play the biopic with Jackie Robinson in 42.
One of the most well-done athlete biopics, if you ask me.
Yes. And, again, well-executed, everything of the sort. But, like, yeah, it's – I do think, though, that that one's an easy one of, like, where you put that one for the Express.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Anything that's, like we've said, based off of true events and follows the story of the athlete,
but
the biopic.
I will absolutely take a look at that one, though.
Yeah. No, 100%. I will, too. I haven't seen that. Another one, and this isn't a controversial one. I'm not trying to rage bait right now.
No, yeah. Sometimes you just can't resist, but this is not one of those times.
Ford v. Ferrari. Have you ever seen that one?
No, but I know like what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
So this one, and Zach Jones would probably be very interested in it.
Yeah, Zach's going to need to get here for this.
But it's not F1. It's the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France, right? So it's about Ford's entry into that, trying to beat Ferrari. And Ken Miles and Carroll Shelby, the two guys who are behind the project, it's really, really intriguing. I saw that movie in theaters just because the Star Wars theater was full, right? And when that came out. But don't regret that at all. It's one of my favorite it's one of my favorite movies to just rewatch. It's just invigorating. Racing movies like that, I would consider a sports movie. That's history. And yes, you can argue NASCAR's turning left four times and like just not stopping turning left. This is completely different. This is the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Terrible. Like, absolutely unbelievable how tough it is to complete something like that. And they show it. They really show it. So it's interesting. Ford v. Ferrari is my pick for a big sports movie. You have to watch that one.
No, like,
you will like that one.
Like, I know the premise of it. So like, I actually appreciate you on that choice for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
And that leads me to my next point.
Uh-oh.
Talladega Nights.
No.
You know, I just mentioned NASCAR.
I knew I was scared the minute that you said that.
I just mentioned NASCAR.
Talladega Nights is not a sports movie.
It
has sports in it. We're gonna maybe we can put it in the themed portion. Are you kidding me? To quote that movie, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Listen, it's about an athlete who goes through a struggle, who gets in an accident, who builds back from that accident. Yes, it is comedic. Okay? It is comedic. But it's about a comeback story. Talladega Nights. Sports movie.
I
gotta go fast. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right, Sonic, calm down.
Speaking of Rush Hour, though.
Speaking of Rush Hour, I think we've got ourselves a good friend here dialing in right down the hall at Traffic Command from our sister station WBEN. It's Rush Hour Hour. It's Trevor Hauer. Joining us here now, as it seems like Trevor has caught on to the hijinks and wants to bring in his take. Trevor, what's up?
Fellas, a lot of great movies that you guys just mentioned, but I don't think anyone has mentioned one of the greatest hockey movies of all time, and is The Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
The Mighty Ducks. How could you deny like Gordon Bombay at the highest of highs? He's like an undefeated lawyer in court, and then he hits the lowest of lows. He gets pulled over. He has to do community service. Takes a team that doesn't win a single game all the way to the championship, and they score on a penalty shot with no time left. That is the 1-2-3 triple deke, and Charlie didn't hit the post like Gordon did.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best movies of all time. What do you guys think?
Yes, of course. I mean, I feel like Mighty Ducks, Trav, is one of those that like we don't need to call into any sort of question what it is at that point. I don't even know what we would have to do with theme on that one, honestly, because like that's actually a little bit tougher because there's a lot of hockey in that. The theme, obviously, of team building, connecting with people.
Oh, that's a sports movie, 100%. Yes,
about the quotes from it, too? Like, I still use the quotes from that movie to this day. If I'm watching a Sabres game, I will quote. I'll say, come on, Goldberg, you're the goalie. It's supposed to hit you.
That's troubling if you're using that quote, but also too true. But Trevor, before you go, before we let you out of here, about Youngblood.
It's a good one.
Youngblood is
probably one of the better hockey
too.
Movies that does not get enough shine.
No, definitely. You can't go wrong with Youngblood, Mighty Ducks, a lot of the hockey movies. Did you guys mention Miracle?
We did.
You guys had to have, right? Yeah.
I don't think we did, oddly enough.
We did off the top. Like, Miracle's a de facto sports movie. Like, just in passing.
That one's easy, though. That's a pure sports movie. It's based off of the
events.
When I did
call in,
though,
you guys
were Trevor.
You guys were talking Talladega Nights, though, right? Did you guys mention Days of Thunder?
No, not yet. I was getting there. Days of Thunder.
He's got a terrible smirk
on his face. Always a step ahead of you, Joey Hollywood. I'm always a step ahead of you, bro.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I do have one question. You were speaking of hockey movies. What about Goon?
Goon is goated. Goon is a great one.
Okay. All right. Trevor Hauer, a fan of
the
hockey
movies. We'll see you when you stop back in to Traffic Command. So we'll talk to you later there, my friend. Thanks for chiming in, though.
See you boys later.
That's Trevor Hauer, Rush Hour Hauer.
With our sister station, WBEN, down the hall in Traffic Command.
On Traffic Command, he always helps you realize how cooked are you with traffic.
Yep.
That's basically what he does. He lets you know how cooked you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always good to hear from Trevor there. We'll keep going here before I let Joe get into more evil ideas. We'll go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Good. How are you? So a couple that I want to mention is Hot to Trot with John Candy as the horse, you know, because they had the racing in there. That's kind of obscure.
Yep. Yes.
Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield. That would be more of a sports one when he gets the kid on the girls' team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
Yep.
It's an old one.
Yeah, it's 92, yep.
Yeah, if Rodney Dangerfield's involved, I would assume it's it's pretty funny.
That's all I got. I'll listen to your comments off the air.
Jim, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Right. Oh, sorry. But, yeah, no, like anything with Rodney Dangerfield, you're right. Like, it's just like there's going to be something good to it. I also have not seen it, but – you know, very quickly, all I had to do was type it in. There it is.
Yeah. So, and he mentions John Candy, right, in the racing movie as the horse. Yes. That is funny. Have you ever seen Rookie of the Year? It's not the rookie where it's an old pitcher. Rookie of the Year is a child that pitches for the Chicago Cubs.
I don't
Cubs.
Know why I blanked on that for a second. Yes.
Henry Rollin Gardner.
Yeah.
Is
my God.
That is with Chet Steadman. As
Chet
the old
Steadman,
the
old
Rocket,
man.
Right? That is it's sports. I would say that's sports based because it follows the events of a made up season, right? It's not based on a true story, but that is in the game. Do you know? You understand what I'm saying with that?
It's primarily this kid got
he broke his arm and his tendon healed too tight, so now he can whip the ball at 120, right? And then he's got to float it at the end because he like somehow snaps the tendon back to its normal tensile strength by the end of the film, right?
Oh, my God.
And he floats it. But that's a great movie. And John Candy's the play-by-play is always funny. That's like their way into the scenes and everything like that. So he said John Candy. That made me think about that one.
Yep.
But Rookie of the Year, that's a good one too.
Rookie of the Year.
Baseball movies I feel like could have their own category. Like there are just so many. The Sandlot, that, 42. Like there are so many different kind of baseball movies, right? The Natural. Baseball was America's pastime, and you could see it in the film, like the amount of films they have about it. So baseball is a good watch in any sports movie.
Field of Dreams as well.
Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner in a lot of sports movies. As I'm looking through the full list here, he's just a mainstay. Him and Dennis Quaid.
Now it's my turn to be a jerk.
Okay.
What folder do we put Draft Day in?
I knew it.
Can it be filed in its own separate section in the very, very back?
I kind of love it, though. I watch it before every NFL draft just
it's
to get juiced
so
up.
It's so bad that it's good.
Yes.
I actually just watched it for the first time this year.
Really?
It's so bad that it's good.
Yeah, it was an experience. Like, I liked that the Bills made it in there. It was fun.
Yes, and the Bills told Cleveland to shove it.
Yeah. Fun times.
Kick rocks, Costner. You're not dealing with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that Seattle GM would never have a job if that happened today.
Go torment Seattle and Jacksonville. You're not taking Buffalo with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's before the Bills are good, too. So it's like, oh, cool. Like, find another way to kick us while we're down. Nope, not quite. I don't think so.
By the way, in the credits of Draft Day, every NFL team has, like, a player, like, highlighted in the credits. The Bills, Frank Summers.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Bills fullback, Frank Summers.
The fullback gets credited in Draft Day. That's crazy.
Yeah, so like every player had a picture, like, you know, in action, and they picked Frank Summers.
Love it.
Yeah.
They reached for the Bills player there.
Yeah, he played two seasons for the Bills, 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, like this is peak drought Bills. Thank goodness that they didn't make Buffalo the team to kick while they're down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 3 second-round picks for number 6 overall.
Yeah, right. Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be bad. I mean, it would have been telling for the time, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, that movie is, it's its own thing. I think Josh is right. It's You can argue it is a sports-based movie because it is about the NFL draft and a general manager's job after his father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Real classy of the Seattle GM, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I know your dad died, but how about number one overall pick? Like, can you not?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's a lot of it that's also just supposed to be about like the life of a the complicated life of a person, and I don't know. It just, man, that movie is something else.
Yeah,
but I regret having asked it, but also at the same time I don't.
Mm-hmm. No, we had to get to draft day at some point.
Dave, Chris, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll take care of your call coming up next as we are up against the clock, but. Plenty more to hear from you. 803-0550. We're talking some sports movies today. Joe's throwing chaos into it, as he does. But we're here with you on the Extra Point Show until noon on WGR. All right. Wrapping up hour number one of the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. Talking some sports movies today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
a lot
happy
of good ones.
To keep doing it.
And a lot of bad ones.
A lot of good ones, a lot of bad ones. And we'll talk plenty more about that, but we'll also love to keep hearing from you. We'll take one of the calls here coming up out of the break, and that's Dave in Buffalo. Dave, how you doing? Welcome in. What you got? Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, long-time listener here. So you guys are talking about sports and movies, but how about TV shows? Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Doyle McBoyle.
Okay.
You guys familiar with
I've got to keep you here for a second, Dave, because last year when we did talk about this, I was on the air with Zach Jones. Doyle McBoyle, the actor, called in. He's from Buffalo. So he called in and talked about it. You bring that up. That's hysterical. I love that.
Well, I guess the irony is even better. He's actually my uncle. And he's
yes!
from Buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. Another connection. That's unbelievable. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just had.
The McPoyle brothers, that's amazing.
McDoyle,
yeah, thank you for the call on
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious. Hilarious episode, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I just thought it was kind of cool because Bob Rush is my uncle, but him being a Buffalonian, you know, he's from Buffalo. He's been here for about 10 years, but it just made me think of that, you know?
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate that. And it's fun to get the interesting angles, the different angles on these things. And that's cool, though. That's genuinely cool. So, but I also never would have thought in my wildest dreams, talking about sports movies/shows.
It's Always Sunny.
That we'd get Sunny in here.
Especially not the Eagles being in the Super Bowl, right? Like multiple times in recent history. They had to do it. That's unbelievable, actually. I appreciate the call, Dave. We got Doyle McPoyle.
Doyle McPoyle.
And his nephew.
We got a Doyle McPoyle.
That's unbelievable.
We got a Doyle McPoyle draw today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yes. Yes, and
we're here for this.
I mean, that I know what episode he's talking about with all the sports stuff with Doyle McPoyle. That is phenomenal pull. So if you're no It's Always Sunny fan, you know exactly what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. If not, I don't know if I'm going to recommend that show to everybody because it's not for everybody.
Oh, no,
it's not. But for sickos like us, probably.
Yes, if you have the sense of humor, it's
new season just dropped too, like yesterday. They're putting more out. So
it's...
Yeah,
they keep doing their thing.
They're successful
somehow.
They're successful. Doing they're doing their thing, and they're able to do it. So, but the sports movies, I think it's intriguing. Just hearing everybody's opinion on this. So if you haven't called in yet,
but also that's a loose grab. That's one of those loose grabs.
Yeah,
you know, like a sport like that. Sports in an episode of the show, long running. That is definitely not about sports.
No, it's not a sports series by any means. But that episode is a sports episode.
But it is an episode. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550, the number to call, as we're having a lot of fun here today. We'll read the tweet sheet. Chris, you're there. Hang in one more break. We'll come to you coming up at the top of the hour here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.